The El Paso Symphony Youth Orchestra and the El Paso Symphony Orchestra are pleased to present Muse, a week-long virtual summer music program put on by the El Paso Symphony Orchestra family. The camp is open to everyone. Recommended ages are 10 and up, and the camp runs from Monday, July 13th through Friday, July 17th, from the comfort of your own home. Today, my guests are Jose Rios and Dr. James Welsh. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
We are in interesting times, so I'd like to know, you know, how has your transition, your life been during this time of COVID?
I mean, Jose definitely was in the thick of it, but I can say that the transition was nothing less than volatile. other than basically having to really get our heads wrapped around something really unique and something that we weren't accustomed to doing on a regular basis. Jose, maybe you want to, I don't know, chime in terms of somebody who's in the schools every day during the week versus, you know, what we do on the weekends with our El Paso Symphony Youth Orchestras.
It was definitely, obviously, life-changing, the way you have to adjust. And not just that we have to adjust, but that we have to adjust really quickly. To it. Yes. When quarantine started, we were still in spring break. Well, I mean, we had just started spring break, so we were kind of eased into it, but then when it hit us, it came really fast.
So we should clarify, I mean, you're a teacher.
I teach in the Socorro District, and I teach mariachi and orchestra and guitar classes as well.
So Jose, when you had to make the pivot to online, what did you do or how did you approach teaching music? Because I assume it's a good preparation for this program now that you kind of been through it, trial by fire, right?
You're trying to find things that involve like music theory, because for anyone out there who's listening, it's been tried rehearsing online. It just does not work because you're dealing with connectivity issues, technology issues, technology accessibility. So that's one of the reasons we started coming up with this summer camp. And that's some of the things I did at the school, in which you try to do some things that aren't instrument applied, but at the same time, yes, you're still trying to get the kids playing, get the kids still practicing on their instruments, even though it's in a very altered way than what we're used to in a live ensemble setting, whether it's the weekends with the youth symphony or on a daily basis at, like, in the school districts.
So that brings us to Muse. I mean, I think with your real life experience of just trial by fire and then having the time, I think, James, to adjust, okay, how do we go from being performative to doing a virtual music camp? So what do we expect from Muse, or how did that come together?
You know, I think one of the things that a lot of people wanted, especially in the short term, was some sort of response. Things have changed drastically in a short period of time, and we find ourselves having to sort of reorient where it is. We've already mentioned this, what we've been doing, the normative, you know, process, except we're not well equipped. We may be in the 21st century, but, and we may have all of this technology, but this is just not something that seems plausible. Even with all of the resources at hand, we're still struggling to pull together all of these different aspects of what it means to rehearse or practice together, learn together, and then finding some meaningful way to make that not only meaningful for the teacher, but also for the student, and more so for the student. So our response in the short term was, give us a moment.
We need to center ourselves.
Because nobody was prepared for any of this. But what we were able to do in just a few months' time, not even a few months' time, really 2 months' time, was take an opportunity that we were presented through the National Endowment for the Arts, whereby we were going to present a Southwestern Youth Orchestra Festival and tour with our friends from the Orquesta Nueva Escuela México in Ciudad Juárez, formerly the Esperanza Azteca. And we were going to go on a tour of Mexican consulates throughout the Southwest, which was going to be an amazing thing. Well, COVID happened, and what are we faced with? Well, let's turn our minds to what it is that we can do with the amount of time that we have. What can we provide to people that's going to be meaningful? So we're not trying to have group rehearsals via Zoom, but what we're going to do is provide a meaningful experience for each young person who joins us on Zoom with the principal players from the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, and also some really amazing opportunities to learn from not only the concertmaster who lives full-time in Boston, but also with people like Mr. Rios and Mr. Olea, who teach with the youth orchestras, to learn things like music and technology, how to work with GarageBand, things that we already have on our computers, but we don't know what to do with. And then also learning all about different types of music. So we've got some really cool things planned for that.
I'm imagining that the kids that participate, although it starts at age 10, I see there's no age cap. The people that are participating, let's say that, do they have to have some musical knowledge, or can they just be complete novices?
At the very forefront of all of this, we're asking for somebody who's at least played their instrument for a year, let's say, because there's something to glean from this experience, even with that minimal amount of participation on their particular instrument. But generally, we're looking for people who are bored to tears and don't know what they're doing, looking for a home within their home, musically speaking. And the El Paso Symphony Youth Orchestras and the El Paso Symphony are looking to give you that opportunity.
So, Jose, you tried it the hard way when it happened, and you're like, okay, kids, we're going to try this. You determined that playing and rehearsing virtually is not going to work. So I imagine that you also are now forced to think, okay, what is going to work? So I look at the approaches that you all wrote down, and I mean, a lot of this makes a lot of sense. Maybe it's the things that you don't have too much time to talk about in the classroom because you're busy playing. Will you kind of tell us how you've flipped the program around?
Yeah, absolutely. So when Dr. Welsh came to me with this idea, immediately what got me is the great variety of instruction that we're going to be offering. I mean, the first question is like, why don't you do this normally, like in your classroom or every week? And it's a time constraint and a technology constraint. And the fact that we have the kids, I mean, that this is our only way of communication now, it kind of opens up some doors to do this. For example, some of the variety of things that will be offered that he mentioned right now, like some of them include classes from the El Paso Symphony members. There's also what I'm doing is kind of like a music history course, but not really. Every day I'm going to be doing something a little bit different. We already put out a couple promo ads, and we'll be putting some more, at least some of my stuff. And I'm going to have games included, and I have guests coming in that will be performing or making pre-recorded videos for some of these things. So we're trying to make it highly interactive. And then, as he mentioned, there's also a GarageBand class. Because a lot of people already have GarageBand. You don't even need to purchase the software. So they'll be learning how to record with Mr. Olea. And our coaches are also doing a different variety of classes. So that is how, to me, immediately this program shines, in that there's so much more than just a group rehearsal, which is kind of what we do every weekend. I mean, don't get me wrong. I miss our group rehearsals, and they can be so much fun as well, and so engaging and so full of learning. With this, we're going to kind of getting an opportunity to out of necessity, go in a different direction, but still maintain, you know, educational components, and still maintain, you know, elements of fun and motivation, you know, for all ages. You mentioned earlier, do they have to play an instrument? As Dr. Wells said, yeah, preferably they have some musical knowledge. But like, for example, some of my music courses, if they're just interested about going to learn about Arab music, they'll be learning it with me on one of those days, because I am really interested. We're going to be working with Dr. Shaheen from UTEP, talking about Layali al-Sham, etc. We have stuff like that.
So. That's so cool. Yeah. It's this neat opportunity to, okay, so this is a music class that you know, but guess what, people? There's a lot more to it. And it sounds like this is what you guys are harnessing with this program.
The major thing is that we feel so disconnected right now. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Mr. Rios is able to offer through his broad scope survey of music history and genre is what's happening on the other side of the world with those people that you probably have never connected with, but always wondered what was going on there. Well, here's an opportunity to talk to some of those venerated teachers and scholars and learners, because we're all basically learning. We're learning how to do this.
Yep.
They're learning all sorts of new things too. And it begs the really important question that I think Mr. Rios mentioned before, and that is, why don't we do this more often? And so if we take anything away from this, yeah, we love our rehearsals. We love putting on concerts. But what can we do to improve our scope of opportunity and our scope of teaching to young people across not only El Paso, but across the world? And that's really where this is headed. We're looking to turn this into the Southwestern Youth Orchestra Festival that's going to bring people from all over the country and beyond here to perform binationally with all of the talented young people who exist here in the borderland.
And, you know, you might have accidentally doubled your scope of work back when, you know, when things go back to quote unquote normal. I feel like you're onto something here.
I may regret what I just said.
Yes, quite possibly. Okay, so if folks want to get involved, they want to participate in the program, how do we sign up?
So this opportunity is free to all of our El Paso Symphony Youth Orchestra members currently, also members from ONEM or the Orquesta Nueva Escuela Mexico. And then anybody who's not a member of either of those organizations, you can get great group instruction and wonderful elective teaching and opportunities in our virtual cafe and learning from master classes and recitals for just $40 for the entire week. I mean, to study with a principal player of a professional symphony is really, truly amazing. So there's that. Where can you go to get this information? Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you visit one of three options? That's either the EPSYOS, that's our Facebook page. We have also an Instagram. So Instagram.com/EPSYO. And then we also have our website where you can find everything that you want to know and probably didn't want to know about Muse at www.epsyo.com/apply-for-Muse, M-U-S-E. And if you have any questions whatsoever, send us an email at info@epsyos.org or give us a call, because we really want those connections for sure, at 915-525-8978.
So there you have it. The Muse program starts on July 13th and will run all the way through this July 17th. And Dr. Welsh just gave you a plethora of ways to find it. I will also include the website link on our website at ktep.org, so you can click through there as well. Today, my guests have been Jose Rios and Dr. James Welsh. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.